Matt Pryor is the spokesperson for the nonprofit National Coalition of STD Directors. They are the folks on the front lines. He says STDs are a public health crisis, especially in parts of Appalachia already struggling with an opioid epidemic.
You know, we're seeing a number and an increasing number of syphilis and other STD outbreaks associated with the opioid crisis, and states that are particularly hard hit by the opioid crisis are in states that are particularly hard hit by the STD epidemic.
People between the ages of 15 and 25 have the highest rates of STDs. Pryor says he finds a recent report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention especially troubling. It showed a rise in infant deaths as more newborns contract syphilis from their mothers during birth. Pryor stresses that STDs, if diagnosed early, can be treated effectively. He ties a rising infant death toll to decreased funding for public health.
Essentially a failure of the public health system. And a failure of our nation, we should not see mothers and children dying. Essentially, very easily treatable, identifiable diseases.
So while STDs have increased by 30% in the last 5 years to reach an all-time high, the amount of federal money for prevention and education has consistently gone down since 2003. Pryor says that federal funding is critical for states like Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio.
The federal STD prevention line is the only STD prevention line or funding stream that these states have. So it's really the first and last line of defense.
Jim Thacker is the spokesperson for the Madison County Public Health Department. He says public health officials expect spikes in infectious disease, but the recent resurgence of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis is something different. Overall, the CDC reported 2.4 million new cases of those diseases in 2017. Thacker says a handful of cases in Madison County reflected a 300% jump in syphilis.
It's frightening any time that you see something come back that you thought we had under control.
Not only under control, but in the case of syphilis, essentially eradicated for more than 50 years. Thacker adds that discussing sexually transmitted disease makes people uncomfortable.
It's something that a lot of people don't want to talk about.
Thacker says part of the increase could be linked to a lack of fear of HIV among people born after the AIDS epidemic. That ineffective long-term birth control makes condom use seem less urgent to teens and young adults. Eastern Kentucky University student Priscilliana Kaywood is an exception to that trend.
I personally like to keep myself updated on all of that stuff. On my personal social media, I follow like the CDC and various health departments.
The infectious disease major and the daughter of a straight-talking nurse has been the friend. She's the one among her peers that friends turn to for information about STDs. It's a role she's played since middle school. She understands it's common for people to push their sexual boundaries, but that can have consequences.
Some people take extreme advantage of that and then just end up with a disease that they don't want or never intended to get because A, they didn't know, you know, all the facts, B, they just were careless.
Kaywood is also an intern at the Lexington Fayette County Health Department, where she sometimes assists with testing. She understands there can be a mental block to getting tested.
Sometimes you need to know the answer, but you don't want to know it.
But she says knowing can make all the difference when it comes to your sexual health. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan.